Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, great people. Thank you. Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, look, don't turn and walk away. If what I see kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep. Message of concern.
happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African American man as savior of the world before them? What would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race?
When
that is pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
What would happen?
Nothing would happen.
Greetings of peace. God's peace be unto you Assalamu alaikum. I also want to recite the Al-Fatiha in English for those who may not understand Arabic, and it will only be fair that I do make the Al-Fatiha, say the Al-Fatiha in English. Okay? So you sustain it in Arabic until I forget when I'm going to say it in English. The Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The wind said, there is no God but Allah, and Prophet Muhammad fulfilled the prophecy and peace and blessings be upon him. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. I mean. Okay, now we can get started. Sorry, you know, it happens like this sometimes when you say Arabic, or maybe even speak Arabic a lot of times, so much with the ayat and the surahs, a lot of times you forget how to say those words in English. And it can happen vice versa as well. You said English so much, you may know the Arabic, but then you mix them up, get them mixed up there when you're trying to say them. Okay, welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. The Message of Concern, as we all know, during the opening, we want to let you know what the message of concern is. The main message of concern is, and the most serious message of concern is, the removal of all images, especially racial images that portray divines. The removal of all images, especially racial images that portray divine. Our worshiping places, from our worshiping places, especially. Okay, from our worshiping places especially. And in our homes too, if we can teach the people and talk to the people and let them know the reason for our mission, which is to remove all images from worship that portray divine, and especially remove all racial images from worship that portray divine, then maybe they too can understand why, you know, this mission is very important, and it's a serious mission. So serious that it's even written in Spanish, you know, as well as English, and translated in many other different languages, the removal of these images. And it used to be known as CRAIG. It started out as the CRAIG Committee, but then it graduated to the message of concern. And don't ask me why it was changed. I really don't know the details of it. What I do know is that a lot of people were taking it the wrong way, and they might have started to think that the brothers and the sisters that were on the CRAIG committee were a little bit too aggressive. To them, they seem to have been too aggressive, but it really wasn't aggressive. But they would go into churches, you know, and things, and try to talk to them and tell them the truth. And they just that was just Shaitan stepping in and his way of letting you know that he got to play his part as well, you know. So so the name CRAIG Committee was discontinued, and the message of concern was put, the title message of concern was put in place. So now you know the reason for that. Now, I also want to mention to you the staff of the Blog Talk Radio Show. First, I want you to know that the Blog Talk Radio Show coming out of L.A. is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. Sister Clara Muhammad, we know now, is S is for science, T is for technology, E is economics and engineering, and can be a lot of names to it. M is for math, okay, and then also it includes some Islamic studies and in Arabic and knowledge being taught, STEM school. So our children should be well-versed. We feel that our children should be well-versed and know the meaning of these letters, STEM school. And it's just something that may seem new, but it's really not new because a lot of other schools are practicing and using this, STEM school knowledge, you know, and then sharing it and teaching the children that, of course, you know, engineering and science and math and economics and all that. So it's been taught. It's been taught going on for a while now, but it's getting deeper now. And, you know, if it's getting deeper, then, you know, you can expect some new things happening. Yeah, and we're taught to say, whatever state we're in, it also can be recognized as New Africa. Like, say we live in Decatur, we say New Africa, Decatur, or Decatur, New Africa, Decatur, New Africa. And it's just a reminder, just a reminder. And soon we'll realize our some of our higher heritage, you know, and some of our focus going back to, you know, like the basics and the necessary history and culture that we have, that we should be able to teach our children. And the truth will be involved in teaching our children about their heritage and about their culture, you know, and about their history. So already I see where there's someone wants to participate. And at any time anybody wants to be heard, I want their voice to be heard, as long as it's respectful, you know, please push 1 on your phone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. And right now it seems as if we have someone. Area code 706, last 4 digits, 3083, and I think that's my brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, if I'm not mistaken. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, I'm here. This phone, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, ma'am, I hear you. This phone was on, stuck on the mute. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we see that and you have. How's the wife?
Oh, Eric. Moving right along, you know, at a slow pace, but it's a good pace, you know, because it's not going backwards. So we thank Allah for that. And we're getting settled in on all the different things that are involved, you know, paperwork and things like that, so that she can stay focused on, you know, developing her recovery.
That's right. Well, it's same as always. Let her know that she's in outdoors forever, and we'll come down to visit. Inshallah, when we feel it's the right time for us to come down to visit, when she gets herself back together, you know, to get some things together. Well, you know, we're here, just a phone call away.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, well, Mama, thank you for being on, and you've got it. I'm sure you have some good information to share with us, and some wisdom and knowledge.
Yes, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. We thank Allah again. We said yesterday, we thank Allah that the message of concern is back. and to bring about a stronger and clearer, inshallah, if it be the will of the God of creator of all the worlds, you know, that those, you know, starting with our own soul, you know, will again get freer from the racial, the lies, the schemes of the shaitan that he has on our fellow human beings and has been for years, thousands of years. But we pray Allah that this year coming up for those who have made an effort to accept being inspired by the creator of all the worlds to be the ones, and this time, inshallah, to help open the door for many who are under the influence of false worship, false identity of human qualities and characters and what it takes to get to the world. So we say the message of concern is very important, that these images, and especially those of racial images that give a person a false connection to an unrealistic creator or God that they might call that influences their life, and they really are blind, deaf, and dumb to the truth of the matter if they think that something of their creation was given to them to make them superior or better than the same creation of themselves, the human family. So we pray that during this new spirit, that those who are responsible for teaching this message of concern and those who are responsible for receiving it, we pray that as all this has been done by Almighty God Allah's permission, so that the message will be delivered and the message will be accepted and received and returned back over and over again, so that we all can have the type of consciousness, the sharing of truth that will keep us from falling victim again to false ideas, false superiority complexes, or intelligence, or skin color, or money, etc., to make the fellow human being treat his fellow human being in such a despicable, such a devilish way, and not realize that it's coming from what we all who are of revelation know is called the devil in some languages, Satan in some languages, Shaitan in other languages, but we all know that there's an opposition to this peaceful, justifiable, loving life that we have as human beings on this earth. And this day here is set aside to help bring about the relief of these psychological effects that this has on our children, mm-hmm, and the children of the world. Mm-hmm. So we want to pray that those of you who have any kind of message on this month that just passed of Ramadan, be it in the newspaper or be it on the news, you heard the word Ramadan or whatever, that was a message from your creator that lets you know that he all again has put something in our reality that if you believe, you should pay attention and give much of yourself as you can. And he has made it easy for all of us because he has given us an example of what we are supposed to do during that blessed assembly of creation with his creator. We know we're not at a fast, etc. We won't drink water, etc. And as you increase your knowledge about this, it will give you freedom from the racial problem we have in the world that is really a serious problem for those who disbelieve in Almighty God and the messengers and prophets of God of all time, because you will fall victim to this influence, this false feeling, this false ego, this false character, because you don't believe in what is clear in your heart, and your intelligent common sense. our job is to make sure on this day that you remember that these lies, these racial connections that makes the human being even hate other human beings, kids, who are willing to go, excuse me, kids, children, I'm sorry, who are willing to drop bombs on little children, bury them for any kind of reason, abort them for any kind of reason other than the reason that is clear, to save the one who can give more when that life is threatened. And we are to defend these children from this type of hatred that it generates, this kind of blindness, this kind of selfishness, to where a grown human being will not even hesitate to take a gun or a knife and just cut the life out of a 6 or 7 month old baby without even thinking about it, or shoot a 6 or 7 month old baby just because it's in your way of material superiority, which feeds your ego of your spiritual false superiority, your skin color false superiority. And even when you're fighting those who are of the light faith, the light skin color, you still are blind and kill the children who are victim of this psychological effect that you have. And you try to give them, and they grow up and think that they should also do the same and defend the same and kill other children themselves once they are grown. It is very important that those of us who are responsible for this message of concern, that we show that we are in a new growth again of strength and sincerity. That the way out of this confusion is by giving all praise, all worship to the one creator who stands alone beyond our human comprehension. Our intelligence can't touch him. Nothing can touch him. And that it will set you free, but it can touch us and set us free from this test. Remember, it's only a test to see if we will defend the children that come after us. We're already here. But are we willing to defend our children from this ugly knowledge of thinking that someone, just because they have a different color of skin color than you, or they might have more money, that they should automatically bow down to them and give them a divinity, give them a special favor and place in life, that they don't even understand their own self, and they're doing the same thing too by bowing down to another human being for the same terrible education they received from their parents. So we as parents of this final revelation that the world is aware of, we don't have to act like they don't know where it's at, and we don't have to hide it in shaming, called Quran. The final revelation for those who had the books from the same creator of their books, the Bible, the Torah, other books that Almighty God, Allah, tells us that we have not even came aware of yet. So we want to make sure that the psychological effect, first of all, rests upon those of us who are Muslims, believing Muslims. It is our job first to free our children from the psychological effects of our neighbors, of the people across the street, and of those inside of our house, as the sister was saying, who is bringing that type of lie and information inside of the house to influence the children by their deeds and actions, by their language, by their implications, and then see us not do anything about it makes our children confused. And they automatically go into a state of psychological trauma because they don't know if they should mind their own ummi, mother, or their own father, Abby. They don't know which one, or the neighbor across the street, or the neighbor who lives two streets over, or the radio, or the TV. We must prepare ourselves. The whole world is aware now. that the world called Al-Islam, the people who call themselves Mu'min, believers in the one God and his messenger, Prophet Muhammad, they are watching us to see that as we come into our new image, stage of being one who is a servant to Almighty God, the creator of all the worlds, Allah, and to the human family who we are obligated and responsible to love and care for as well we do ourselves, and show them the way of this favor that has been upon man's prayers every night, and every woman and children's prayers every night that they make efforts to give those prayers to ask Almighty God, the creator of Allah, for help to get away from this lie of thinking that just because someone is darker than me, I have a right to mistreat them. I have a right to take things from them, enslave them. Our children are watching. They know that this is their year to learn more of how not to be like any other person that is under the influence of some false racial, material, intellectual idea that makes them think that they have the right to impose what is against their own nature, because they put each other in jail for it and then come and tell you it's all right. They smoke, they drink, they mess with drugs, they rape, they rob, and they tell you it's okay if you do it because they put you in a situation that that's the only way in some people's mind who is under those influences that they should respond, even changing their own sex, changing their own sex of their mind, just changing their whole concept of the reality of sex, procreation, love your neighbor, et cetera, et cetera. These are the psychological effects that Allah has blessed us, that when our new year come in, that the whole world know that this new year that's coming in for the Mu'min, for the Muslim, is freedom for all, freedom and justice for all, and there will be an example of it, of the people right here in 2022, all the way back to 1922, and all the way to 3022, that there will be an example of how the human beings should conduct and especially raise his children to be protected from the psychological effects of lies. So that's what it all boils down to, lies. It just happened to be about skin color. It just happens to be about intellect. It just happens to be about what is right and what is wrong. But we thank the creator of us all human beings. Those who are flunking the test, those who have been and flunked the test, and those who are being tested now, that we can share in this Quran and in this example of the best human being to establish and renew your character of being a human being. You can't be no human being except by being nothing else but a human being. Anything else, you have deviated. Our children are watching it, and they'll be watching it all this year, inshallah. Because those of us who believe, we should make sure that we will ask Almighty God Allah to increase our example of the light of the Quran in the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that those who we have been talking to all last year will have a better strengthening of the lie they already know is a lie. Because remember, they are just like us. They are here. They are not devils. They are only devils by choice, by oppression, by deception, etc. And we has the ability by Almighty God, Allah's permission, the creator of all the world, that if we do what we know is the truth and live the example of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and all of the prophets and all good people that have followed all of those prophets, that our children will be safe from this day forward if we live, not practice, not contemplate about it, and evolve it, quit talking about it, and put it in deeds and action that there is no God and Muhammad is his messenger. And the way that is best for always is the way of the Quran called Al-Islam, when the human being takes his or her will and put it in the will of the creator, the universal order we see every day when we look up into the heavens, when we look into the nature of the creatures around us, when we look into our own nature, we see that there is a pattern that is now out there in the life of Prophet Muhammad to where we all can see. And if it is our free will, nothing can stop us from applying it to our life, especially the children who will come after us and after us until Almighty God Allah brings us to a conclusion. And we pray that those of you outside of the queue who are not of the Islamic faith, that you'll see some benefit in not drinking, not smoking, not messing with drugs, raising your food in the best of manner, giving it a proper scientific chemical balance to bring about the best fruit, the best meat by feeding our cattle the best grasses grown out of the purified ground of proper toiling and turning of the soil so that they can be free from the contaminated disease of the open enemy who has other human beings who are making waste and disease all in the earth like we are experiencing now in this virus. We have to pray that we will come out of this purified state of Ramadan where we have burned off all fears, all doubts, all skepticism of what we have been blessed to be responsible for delivering to every human being on this earth, including the children. Most importantly, the children. Because if we can raise them up into a degree of purity that is permitted by Almighty God Allah, they will not, inshallah, if it is Allah's will, be contaminated by this false racial reality that's in the place of worship. And everything that the human family tried to do is a test, though. It's a test. It's not something we can't overcome. It's not something we can't pass. Satan does not have that power or whatever people might call him in another dialect or another understanding. But the opposition or negativity, whatever you want to call it, he will not have those influences to touch us as we continue to build. And like we say in our vernacular, rebuild the world back to its proper state where no man has to stand alone. No woman has to stand alone. No children have to be orphans. No one has to starve. No one has to die of thirst. And whatever Almighty God Allah permit, when we balance the nature thing, men and women and children will live like the men and women in the time before us. 500 years, 300 years, if we are to be here that long. Thousands of years. We are finding out more information every day how much life Almighty God Allah has given the human creation in the past and is waiting on us in the future. All we had to do is stay forward and not listen to the whispers that's coming from behind us, kind of make us to turn around and take our eyes off our children, off our babies who we see on TV that on other parts of this earth right now, other human beings who are under this terrible influence are dropping bombs on babies who are hiding in the basement with no food and no water already, and they want to drop a 1,000-pound bomb on them. So we have to get rid of this inhumane reality by, as Muslims, establish our prayer, establish our responsibility to those who we are bringing this message to, so they will have no doubt, inshallah, if it is God, Almighty God, Allah's will, like we don't have. Thank you very much, and may God bless you, but all of us, and especially the children of concern.
Yes.
I mean.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. We appreciate those words that you have spoken and the truth that we all, I'm sure, can agree with and adhere to and do recognize it. Since we say that we are civilized and intelligent Muslims, believing in the religion of Islam, trying to live and practice it and be upright and make sure it's carried out right according to our daily guide, which is the Quran, alhamdulillah, blessing us with it. Okay, and stick around, Brother Muhammad. We know it's beginning to be prayer time here. Please stick around for us. We enjoyed your teachings.
Inshallah, Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. I see someone else here that's got his hands up. Area code 404. Last four digits 5636. Looks like Mr. Brother Akbar, who's out doing Dallas. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
I'm glad that you can hear me and I can hear you.
Yeah.
I pray your
dawah
is going well. You go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, we've been right there. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I was really enjoying Brother Muhammad. He was talking about this world and how wicked it had become. It's been wicked. But you can see more wickedness now with these cell phones, with all these channels that they have produced. You can see all the wickedness. And we know all of it is coming from an image. You know, coming from a Caucasian image. And coming from African American who've been put in competition and evil with the Caucasian. He got this. Bring a little more untastefulness to the evil. Because Satan has no ethnic identity. He's any man and any woman that take on weak ideas and wrong thinking and tell a lie. That's Satan. And that's what we have to deal with today. We just left, the young man and myself, they just left the Dawa area in South Dakota Mall, and had a pretty good time talking to the people and letting the people know that God's truth has never left him. It's just been contained. It's been waiting to get out. And now it's getting out by those who've been under the lies that this world have given. And many times the lies were in other ways besides freedom and justice and equality, they would kill us. I can't see how in the world for all these years that the Ku Klux Klan wore a white sheet, a white hood, and then called themselves white. They weren't white at the sheet in the hood they had on. So all these are remembering signs that we have to take a deep look at. Because that's not racism, calling a Caucasian man, pretending him not white. That helped him. Elijah called him a devil. And that really helped many of them. And that's what they were acting like, according to scripture. So some of us, we said, we're afraid, call them, we'll call what we say. We don't become, what you call it, diplomatic. I'm gonna call him a white man. I'm gonna call him a black man. Then you keeping the problem of the cycle going. You got to take that weapon away from him because that's a weapon he used on you, that you use on yourself. You said, you're a white man, I'm a black man. You using the weapon that been given to him that he uses on you, and then you take it use on you. So we're here on this Box Talk radio station trying to get rid of racism. And we can't get rid of by putting a band-aid on this soul. We gotta put something on this soul that will draw it up, will kill it, and make it not ever come back. And we know this truth that the Quran have given us. Imam said, let those people talk, and then when they get through talking, put the Quran or put scripture on top of what they say. And you'll be victorious every time because truth stand out clear for falsehood. So that was all Brother Muhammad was doing, dropping the truth. I could have used him the day out there telling the people what he just said. And I'm sure they would have really enjoyed exactly what he has said. They really enjoyed. But we thank Allah for Brother Muhammad and others. We are to destroy racism. And first we have to destroy it in ourselves. And the number one problem that Satan gave us is divide us up and conquer. Because when you don't like people that look like you, how can you look like someone that don't look like you? And Satan's job is to make evil seem fast. Make righteousness seem weak and unnecessary. That's his job. And he's on his job every night, 24/7 now. He out to get or defeat the God-conscious man. And one of the ways he defeats the God-conscious man, he said, tell the God-conscious man that you your own man. Do your own thing. It's your thing, baby. Do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you nothing. Or read the scripture for yourself. It said one thing for one person, and the other person says something different. So, in other words, God gave us a few books. So, don't be confused if you get you don't understand. No, God says seek understanding, and seek understanding from the cradle to the grave. That's good advice. So we thank Allah for this Pop Talk radio station coming out of California. And we know we need the SIM school for our children. You're going to be able to save these children. They're already in the fire with their mamas and daddies drinking and smoking. So first, you got to save the adult. First, Allah says save yourself. But first, we got to get that grown adult to save itself. And how can it save itself when they took on the attitude, no, I'm my own man, I'm my own woman, I do as I please. I say what I feel. I look the way I want to look, and I ain't studying the Bible. I ain't studying what Scripture says. So that's the problem. These older people, what Scripture done said, that in the last day you won't be able to tell women from men, that day has arrived, and his is manifest. So we thank Allah for allowing us to have this Block Talk radio station, and we thank Brother Amin, blessing Amin, to set it up. So I'm going to turn it back over to you. I'm going to run into the store, and I will be heading home. See you in a few minutes. I'm just about around, not too far from the house, and I'll talk to you a little later, and I'll come back on the show a little later. Thank you, my wife, and I greet you as I came. May God peace be on all of us. Aish shalom alaikum.
Alaikum alaikum. God bless you all. Better talk to you, and inshallah, you'll be home soon. And thank you for those comments that you made. Thank you so much. And Brother Muhammad, you know, really setting the night off, really setting it off. If anyone else has anything else to say, please push one on your phone receiver, and you'll be brought into the queue. Please participate. The more the merrier. Well, if you have any other knowledge other than what you've already heard, you want to add on to it, if you had anything else to share, then please do so. Feel free to do so. We'll be in this together. We're going to share what we have while we can. Whatever it is pertaining to Al-Islam and the growth of our children and the truth being taught to our children, please keep your mind on it if you like. If you like. Okay. I think I have one phone I'm using now. I was going to bring up something else, but I don't want to get disconnected from this phone. I have joined the medical team that focuses on children's health, and it's I've rejoined it, and it's pertaining to the virus. It's pertaining to the virus, but I'd probably maybe do that as an insert on the brothers' show tonight if they need somebody to read or whatever, because I don't want to get disconnected from this phone that I'm on now. I only have access to one phone tonight, and it's usually three. My husband has about two phones that's working, and I have one that's working here now, and the house phone is down because the people are working on it and they haven't gotten it together yet or something with that phone. That's a landline phone, so I don't want to get disconnected. And I don't want to speak on even what they might have learned that was fresh on their minds, and they want to share it from Ramadan experience or from the Eid experience. Do you have anything? Okay, then. I will read. And it's easy for me. I will read. So if you want to hear my reading, here we go. And quite naturally right now, it's going to be from Brother Henry's book, because he has so much in this book, 26 chapters, and we definitely haven't covered 26 chapters as yet. So in there. Some of them are pertaining to the children as well as the adults, you know, and some of it is like history, and some of it is up to date. So, okay. Okay, what every parent should know about the worship of human imagery in religion and their child's mental health by Henry S. Muhammad. And I want to read one of the chapters that I have not read. Well, I have read it, but not for a while. Okay. This young girl, this is chapter 20. The book has 25 chapters and 26 chapters and 126 pages to it. And it mentions about, let me do this first thing first. This is what I usually do. First thing first, I was interested in getting into the children's story here. Okay, but I'm going to just read to you or recite to you about the graven images and the outlook that we have that's in the Holy Bible and the Holy Quran, you know, what they say about the graven images. First, I want to ask you to please pay attention to the two chapters and their verses from the Holy Bible, King James Version, speaking on the graven image. In these two chapters, one is Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Okay? And now we're going to go to Deuteronomy, right. Okay, and Deuteronomy reads from its chapter 5, chapter 5, verse 8. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Now those are the two chapters and their verses that I usually read those two, because it's such a comparison, you know, close proximity of the same words, and the question comes in your mind, okay, you know, this is the Holy Bible, King James Version, why do they almost say the same, have the same wording? You know, now there's something behind that. There's something to that. Why do they have the same wording? Okay, listen again. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8. Thou shalt not make the graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water beneath the earth. Okay, now we're going back to Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Now, those chapters and verses have the same words to them. And that right there should strike anybody, any religion. Please stop your rattling. The noise is very disturbing. Please. And I have to keep my mic open so that they can hear what I'm saying. So please. Could you just check your rattling of the papers and all? I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, the closeness in these two chapters and verses, the same wording. So common sense would just have you think about that. You know, just think about it. Okay. Now, like we used to say, go figure. You know, go science that out. Okay, in the Holy Quran, and I'm going to read to you, Anissa, the woman, with the name of Allah, the merciful, and in fact, the merciful Redeemer. O mankind, the Apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, is best for you. But if you reject faith to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of lie anything but the truth. For as Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not, Trinity desist. It will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him, for exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Okay, we got two more verses of this. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. The last verse here, or ayat here in the Quran. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with the grievous chastisement. Nor will they find besides Allah in it to protect or help them. Okay? And the last one is a very short one, but it's still telling you that there's only one God. Okay? And it's Surah 112 in the Holy Quran, Al-Ikhlas, the purity of worship. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Say he is Allah, the one and only, Allah, the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. So that right there, too, is telling you about those graven, so talking about graven images and all these things that represent, are supposed to be representing Nakoma. Okay, I see my brother has come up, and I won't bother him unless he puts his hand up and want to be called on or brought into the pew. I said that on purpose because he didn't teach me before. It's not pew, it's cue. So I brought into the queue to be recognized. Okay, chapter 12 in Brother Henry's book is Your Skin Color is Not a Curse. Little girl of color, pretty little smile, dimples, sitting at the threshold of the, you know, which is the door of her little house here. And her picture is a courtesy, comes from the Courtesy Library of Congress, okay? And all of these pages in Brother Henry's book have pictures that are courtesy, come from the Courtesy Library of Congress. Okay, now, Your Skin Color is Not a Curse, chapter 12, page 55 of Brother Henry's book, and I gave you the title before. When we read the Holy Quran, we see where God Almighty says he created a human being in the very best form. As we study the nature of human, we learn that our Creator designed our skin and our skin color to function as a protector for us and not as a curse against us. The physical sunlight has within it harmful ultraviolet rays, which can burn and destroy healthy skin cells, causing deadly skin cancers to develop. Within the skin of every human being is a substance called melanin. Melanin is responsible for creating the differences in skin color that we see in human beings. Now, the fact of the matter is that there is just as much melanin in people with lighter skin as there is in people with dark skin. It's just that the melanin is more active in the darker-skinned person than it is in the lighter-skinned person. When harmful ultraviolet rays attack the skin, melanin rises to the surface of the skin and acts as a shield or umbrella, warding off much of the deadly cancer-causing ultraviolet rays. So the truth is that the darkness in a dark-skinned person's skin is a wonderful protection designed by God and not a punishing curse from God. So the question becomes, who are you going to believe Are you going to believe the lying, sick-minded racist who told you that the darkness of the African-American person's skin is a punishing curse? Or are you going to believe God, who created the darkness of the African-American person's skin to act as a blessed protection against the deadly cancer-causing ultraviolet rays of the sun? Melanin sounds like a blessing from God to me and not a punishing curse. Okay? So that's the end of that. Now, if anyone want to add to that, contribute to that, or ask questions on that, please push one in your on your receiver, phone receiver, you'll be voted into the queue. I wanted to, I didn't want to mix it so much. I wanted to save this and be familiar for the brothers' show, their turn. They asked me to read something. I want to save that for them because it's more pertaining to the message of concern about the roots of racism. And also, we have it noted. This is an important subject because the roots of racism and white supremacy is in religion, and this is where we know we were brought up in the churches and all. So the newspapers are still behind, or the Muslim Journal a little bit still behind, but we did get one. Not too long. Last week, I think we got it. I would like to know how everybody enjoyed their Ramadan. Eid. I would like to know that. Which you would share with us something you might have learned, something you might have gained this past Ramadan. Something you might have noticed and took part of. Doing the Eid, E-I-D, capital E-I-D, Eid. Okay. So, if no, okay, I will read this. Nobody will be speaking about that. Maybe you can slow it a little bit. Okay. Earth talk. How to talk to, they say, kids. And I definitely don't like the word kids because kids are baby goats. I would prefer them to anybody referring to our children as children and not kids. Please. I say this being disrespectful to them. Okay. Kids are baby goats. Anyway. Okay, this is by Alexander Burke. And it says, psychologists emphasize the importance of focusing on solutions when talking to children. I'll say children everywhere. There's kids. I'll say children instead. Okay, when talking to children with children about climate change. Okay. And this is a man sitting at the table talking to two little ones, to children. And they have a bowl of something and milk, so I take it to be cereal, and he's has a cup of something in front of him, drinking, but they're smiling and they're talking, holding conversation. So this is a psychologist emphasized the importance of focusing on solutions when talking to children about climate change. Photo courtesy of Pavel Dinoyuk. Paxels. Okay. Dear Earth Talk, any ideas on how to talk to my children about climate change? J. Rowe. Okay, from Alia, Hawaii, maybe. Okay. As our understanding of the human caused effects on our environment deepens, we find ourselves changing our habits. But we also carry the responsibility of preparing the next generation. A National Public Radio, NPR, poll shows that 85% of parents think children should learn about climate change, while only 45% of parents report having a conversation with their children on the topic. Breaking the silence around climate change is a key step in developing intergenerational solutions. Clinical psychologists like Wendy Greenspun caution that parents take a developmentally sensitive approach when preparing the climate change conversations. David Sobel, an environmental educator at Antioch University, agrees, recommending that children younger than 6 years old spend time outdoors to foster a close relationship with the natural world. Additionally, Sobel suggests that teaching good habits at a young age is also a great place to start. Okay. A 2015 study from Brown University shows that routines and habits are formed by age 9. So lessons like turning off the lights to save energy and recycling to reduce plastic pollution will stick with children who learn to do so early on in life. Does everybody know? Addressing separate climate topics should wait until children are 9 years old, according to Sobel. Keeping in mind that your child may have already heard about climate change, gawking how much they know. What is that? Okay. That's not spelled right. Okay, but gauging how much they know can be a jumping off point. To introduce the science, Robin Gerwich, a professor and psychologist at Duke University, suggests using the blanket analogy, which explains that the earth is protected by a layer like a blanket that keeps it at the right temperature. That's the climate change, folks. And that's the climate blanket up there. That the hole is getting larger in that climate blanket, which is causing us to get raw sunlight, causing cancer, skin cancer. That's the ozone level. Okay, now, children change caused by gases into, climate change caused by gases that people put into the air are using lots of energy, adds more blankets around the earth, making it too hot. If questions arise that you are unable to answer, take the opportunity to learn together and keep the conversation going. The climate crisis is a difficult topic. While maintaining open communication, it is also crucial to avoid damaging the mental health of yourself or your children. Susie Burke, senior psychologist at the Australian Psychological Society, suggests three big picture responses to cope with climate anxiety. First, emotion-focused coping, which can include anything as simple as spending time with loved ones and talking or taking a break. Next is problem-focused coping, which is to try to mitigate the actual problem that is causing the stress. The third is meaning-focused coping, thinking about how to frame the problem so that we can continue to hope and not collapse into cynicism. While interpreting climate change, the children involves teaching about seemingly unending challenges. It is important to emphasize the solutions. Children should know that there are scientists all over the world working hard to solve the problem and that regular citizens can help in meaningful ways. Suggest ways to be a part of the solution with small actions that you do together as a family, like a meatless Monday tradition or participation in the Turn It Off campaign that encourages not idling your car when it is parked. These help make your children part of the solution as they learn about the problem. Contacts, Natural Resources Defense Council. Okay. nrdc.org/stories/your guide talking kids. Talking kids, all ages about climate change. Please don't get to the children. Okay, NPR. Capital N, capital P, capital R, comma, small N, small P, small R. Okay, it says, or, people say, overslash. Please come on, give me a break. Stop this, boy. Shaitan decided to join us. Capital N, capital P, capital R, comma, small N, small P, small R. Or over slash 2019/10/22/7722-66241/ how to talk to your children, how to talk to your kids about climate change. Okay, and it's got a lot of other, if you want to know all these connections and contacts, you know, just look up if you can. You can pull it up on your phone if you like, computer, Muslim Journal, March 19th through 25th, 2022, page 17. And you can get this information on Earth Talk Change by Alexander Burke, okay, that is going through all of that reading there. But anyway, I see my brother's gone off the line. I can see where he had raised his hand. Okay, so I didn't call on him. Okay, let's see what we have about children. So now we see it's important to talk to children, you know, especially starting from age 9, about climate change and about a lot of other things. You know, you have all type of books that you can get pertaining to every subject and on different levels. You can teach them, their child, you know, in the beginning, well, the pre-K, the beginners, the elementary level, you know, junior high, high school, and on, you know. And you got the age groups, too, that's on the different literature and books that you can get to teach the children about these different things like the climate control and all of this here. Okay, let me see what. Okay. Now, a lot of activities going on. Seems like this month, too. Okay. So save the dates, April 1st through May 7th. That's gone. That was the Islamic Heritage. Stop that. Okay. Yeah, so I'll see that they should be to read. If anybody else wants to read anything, too, you know, feel free to read anything. Okay, and also see here in the Muslim Journal, Brother Abdul Karim Sabir, friend, neighbor, and entrepreneur extraordinaire in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah, we remember that brother. His face will be missed. He will be missed. Okay. Okay, here's something here, too. Very interesting. It says, quit playing. Quit playing. We need some new farmers. I know that's right. So that's a... You can aware it. I'm looking on the page over here, but it doesn't say anything new. Educational Claremont School, they're talking about the $150 initiative. The initiative. It's supposed to be, I guess. Yeah. Oh, my. Can't wait to I have to wait, but what I wanted to say was I'll be getting a new magazine on children's health and quite naturally the latest update on the virus and the injections for the children. So, okay, I see Sister Cordura. I was just waiting. Uh-huh. I wish may have something to say and to read as well. Okay, let me bring you in, Sister Caroline. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Walaikum assalam. How you doing?
I'm doing good, alhamdulillah. A little soft up here in the nose, but I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I just said wanted to share something, and that was, I was listening to the radio, and sometimes on the radio that I forgot what station it was, but it was a Caucasian station, and so I was listening to the radio, and it was a Christian station, too, one of the Christian stations that comes on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just listening and see how I like to listen to sometimes to see how they update it on the live. Uh-huh. And so when I was listening, I was waiting for him. He started talking about Jesus. But I was waiting for him to say something about God. I was waiting for him to say, Jesus is God, Jesus the Son of God. I was waiting for something he could relate to the word God. You know, he never mentioned God.
Really?
He never mentioned God. Yeah, he mentioned Jesus. He just kept pushing. I said, dang, he's pushing Jesus, but he's not mentioning God at all. He's not even mentioning saying that Jesus is God or Jesus the Son of God. He just kept talking about Jesus.
Hmm.
And I said, wow! It kind of amazed me how he did that, and so then also I wanted to say that I talked to my children, so they said you got to beat Satan at their schemes, So I talked to them. I want to go to church because I just want to see what was catching their attention.
Uh-huh.
And so then I told my daughter, she said, they're not going to church. They listening to something on YouTube. So I told her to give me the title that's on YouTube. So what she did, she couldn't remember, but what she did, she came to the house and she turned it on. She turned it on the station. I mean, I turned it on, anyway, I had it on there, and then it was the Israelites. She said, because like they had the Israelite, Iman War, D. Muhammad, and all that. And so I said, get the title of the program that you be watching. And she said, oh, I don't know the title, but that's them right there. They wear that color right there, that purple color. I said, those are Israelites. I said, those are Israelites, but one thing Israelites do, because one time we was talking to an Israelite, and we asked him, did they believe that Jesus was God? They say no, but did they say that they believed that Jesus was, did he say that Jesus, he believed that Jesus was the Son of God? Shuja, did he say that? Shorty.
What?
Shorty. You remember we were talking to Shorty and we were asking about, and then did he say Jesus was the Son of God? Okay, he didn't believe Jesus was God, but he believed that Jesus was the Son of God. So, okay. But anyway, so I said, okay, so what I'm going to have to do is listen to and see what they are talking about, because I never really listen to the Israelites. I hear them. But there's another program that I listen to all the time, dealing with Imam Ward D. Muhammad. I said, listen to this. I said, you will really like this. I said, sometimes I listen to it every day because I still haven't got the full, I got the understanding, but I have a certain message that I want to keep into my head, you know, like that. So I listen to it all the time. So I told her to listen to that. When she listened to that, she'll like it because it really speaks on the soul of the human being. And that's what, and then it tells about the different things about nature. So I want them to definitely listen to that. It's a really good lecture that the Imam had gave, alhamdulillah. But that's what I wanted to share, is that when I was listening to the radio, they never said God. And they never associate Jesus. Go ahead.
I was wondering if maybe he just took it for granted that most of the people that know about his religion, the Israelites.
No, I'm not talking about the Israelites. My apology. I'm not talking about the Israelites. I'm talking about the Christian. I'm back to the radio again. My apology on that one. I should have said it. I'm back to the radio again. And they the one that wasn't speaking about anything about God. They ain't mentioned God at all.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Because I was going to say maybe they just felt that maybe know or in the same religion or know about what they speak about. They hear them all the time. Maybe they already know a figure that these people, when they say Jesus, they're talking about God. You know what I'm saying? Even though they don't mention God, maybe that's one of the cases. Because a lot of them haven't woke up yet to the fact that Jesus was not God, you know. And is not God. A lot of them haven't woke up to that fact yet. So a lot of them still call Jesus God, even though some of them do call him also the Son of God, you know.
And I, you know, I got a brother that he's a bona fide Christian. And he had told me, let me see what think about what he had said. He had told me something about, about sin.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say exactly what he said, but he was saying that, but then he was getting things confused, though, because he was saying, basically he was saying that man is a sinner. Man will sin. Ain't no man without sin. So that's basically he was saying that. But he was saying that he could do anything he wants to. That's basically what he was saying, that he basically could do anything he wants to, because like I think I heard someone on the line, or either your husband was talking about it. He said that he could do anything that they want to, because Jesus had died for their sins. You know, Jesus had died for that. That means that they could do anything they want to, and when he get to the golden gate, automatically God gonna let him in.
Oh boy. Yeah,
that's
what I'm believing. Yeah, you know what? It's like common sense. If they said Jesus died for their sin, well, why are the jails open? Why do they have the jails? Why do they have policemen and all that? If Jesus died for their sin, I mean, they whatever they do is okay. They don't have to serve no time. Police don't have to. They don't have to be locked up and sent to jail or took to jail. If Jesus dies for their sins, that means all of their sins are forgiven. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It looks like they use some type of common sense, but instead they're still walking around as if they just confused. That's what it is. Blindly wandering on. Yeah, that's what it is.
But now I don't think half of them believe that themselves now. Because anytime, and now the church have broke all the Ten Commandments. Some of the church have broke all the Ten Commandments, and so now they have no law. Because I was asking him too. I said, "Do you believe in the Ten Commandments?" He said, "I forgot how you said it, but in so many words, he said, we are without law. He said, and he said something that made sense. He said, we're without law. He said that if you don't know the law, then this is what he said. He said, if you don't know the law, then you're not sinning because you don't even know.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like if you go around shooting somebody and then it's not wrong to shoot nobody, then you ain't no sinner because I can shoot you if I want to. I'm serious. That's what he was saying. He said he could do what that's what he said. So I said, alhamdulillah. So I did something, then he started talking in tongues, and then I said to myself, I got to let Suja handle that when he started talking. He started talking some other kind of stuff then, you know. I said, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it was time for me to go. Alhamdulillah. But that's what I was want to express about that. But they got a lot of our I heard a lot of our people out there, they're changing. They just need to have some Islam.
Yeah.
Islam to come out there. We got a lot of soldiers out there, and they're not going to church. I was counting the churches that we had in the neighborhood because somebody said something about some kind of so many different churches, 13 churches. And I started counting the churches, and I said, one, two, three, that'd be four, that'd be five, six, seven. I said, we got about eight, we got about almost close to eight or nine churches in three blocks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember we were going somewhere once before. We were traveling. We were counting the churches that we found, how many churches was in that little town. But you're about right. I mean, not about right. You know what you saw, but we saw about the same thing. So many churches in one block, you know.
We went to Maryland. Was that Maryland, Shuja? We went to Maryland. You go to Maryland, they have, that was in Maryland. That place in Maryland, I believe. No, not Maryland. What was it? Over there by Michigan? Over there, somewhere. Over there, it was close to Chicago.
Indiana?
It was in Indiana. Yeah, it's in Indiana. We went over there, and it was no more than about like 80 miles from Chicago, maybe 50.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They had, I count, 25 churches in a square mile, and they were mega churches. Church was on like three acres, maybe about 3 acres of land. I couldn't believe this. I said, well, and there was no people.
Oh, no people.
There was no people. And I said to myself, I said, well, then they must use these churches for shelters. That's the only way I could see they use them for. Because we didn't see nothing happen on Sundays. I mean, these are, you know, the mega churches, huh? These are them big mega churches.
Yeah.
25 of them. In a square mile. Mm.
Wow.
And I said, wow. So I didn't know what was going on. But alhamdulillah. But that's something I just said I was thinking of, and I just said I want to share, especially about that Christian station, you know, what they were saying about they never mentioned God's name at all.
Mm-hmm.
They never said God at all. I put it like that. They never said God. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you for your input. Thank you for your input. And you see, Sister Lala, let me bring her in. Haja Lala. I haven't called her sister all the time. Haja Lala. Haja Lala. Brother Mubarak. In another area. Okay, then. Well, we'll take it off then from her. It's almost closing time, so now I wanted to read the last of. I hear echo. You hear echo? Oh. going to go off in a minute. Oh, now it's this on. Ooh, wee, I just didn't want it to go off. It would really been amazing. Okay. Thank you, Sister Karan. Anybody else would like to say anything? So I was getting down to closing now. And so read something else out of the book. Because I wanted, like I said, I have something to reach you. Excuse me. Sister Lala, Haja Lala, what are you going to say today? Okay. Sure. Okay, well, Brother Akma, home now. You know, he wants to say something. When you get ready, Akbar, you can.
Well, it should come right in our command of our king. The reason that they are not saying and Jesus is God and all that, using God, Jesus is the same. They know they don't got like everybody they can get with them lies. So the truth is much clearer than falsehood. And I like to say, when truth comes, falsehood got to go. People, they're trying to make a lie work, and it's not going to work. And what's happening now, their children are suffering from that. The children are suffering from the evil that they brought on. Their family is suffering from that. Their girls and their boys suffering from that lie. So we have the opportunity to straighten that out. Now they don't send people among us who say, well, I'm going to sit down, and they'll see me sitting down. And they're going to sit down. This is the attitude. They see me sit down, they're going to sit down. And once they sit down, just like when all the people start putting tattoos and earrings in their ears, they follow the influence. And that's just what they're sitting for, the influence. They're working hard to keep that influence rolling in the life of the people. They hear. They got a network. They got a grapevine. They hear, and they're saying what. So I noticed when those Caucasians pass here, and they see that sign out in my yard, they read that sign. They never look that way again. But it's in their mind. It's too late. They never look that way again. But it's in their mind. Once it's in their mind, it's pretty soon, they'll call somebody else and tell them, oh, they're waking up. They're saying Jesus ain't God. Move. He's a racial image. They ain't gonna argue with that because they know if you bring the facts of that, bring the reality of that, they know they ain't got a leg to, they ain't got a leg to stand on. They know that. So we just keep pouring this truth on this falsehood, and Almighty God gonna continue to bless us, be victorious. Ain't no and buts about it. Allah is in charge. And their time is limited. The lie they are put out there is coming to an end. You can lie for so long, but the longer the truth is not exercised, then your lie got some kind of power. But when the truth comes, that lie got to get out the way and let the truth Because God is with those who stand with truth. So all we got to do is keep standing. Keep up our love. The truth going to be big. The truth going to be big shows. We all the children of Adam. No one, none of us are the children of God. So thank you, wife. I'll turn it back over to you. Yeah, I enjoyed it tonight. May Allah continue to bless you. And we'll keep working. And pretty soon we have that new world God talking about coming in. That new world will be coming in. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you for your input. And yes, I believe the new world is already in, but now we have to keep concentration on New Africa. Can you see it? New Africa, can you see it? So we want to thank, like you mentioned before, Brother Aimee, for sharing his blessing with us, the blessing of having Blog Talk Radio Show that Allah blessed him with. And he shared his blessing with us. And we have a lot of, we have announcement time. Oh, yeah, if anybody want to make any announcement about anything in particular, you can also include that when you're talking. I want to mention that this Blog Talk Radio Show does recognize and contribute to and are serious believers and helpers and sincere brothers and sisters of the Mosque Cares and the Lifeline. So we have to mention that. We have to mention that. It's good to for people to know that. Yes, we're part of the Lifeline, most of us are, and yes, we do contribute to the Mosque Cares, the Imam W.D. Muhammad's ministry. And, yes, we participate. We participate. We had a good Eid prayer online, on the phone, our conference call with the Mosque Cares this past Ramadan. It was very good. It was very good, a very good e-prayer, because I couldn't take my comfortable chair out to West End Park. And I wouldn't have to sit down. I wouldn't be able to stand that long and walk that, you know, long and all. And as far as the parking, it's always hard to find parking spaces on those special days over at West End Park. And you always have a whole lot of folks over there. You have to walk pretty good ways sometimes if you're not there maybe even 2 hours early. You know, one and a half to 2 hours earlier to get a good parking space close to the area where the prayer takes place or festivity takes place. So, yeah. He had very good deep prayer online, the Mosque Cares family. Mm-hmm. Okay, it seems like we're about to wind it up now. It's 8:57. I'm going to ask Brother Abba if he could close out for us. We appreciate it. So, 8:57.
Kuwala Ahad. Allahu Samin, Lam Yulad, Walam Yulad, Walam Yulaku, Kufu Walla Ahad.
I mean. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Then we can. It's 58 now, but we can go in and talk a little bit, and then she'll be getting us off here in a minute. She will be giving us off in two minutes. So anyway, tomorrow night, like I said, I do have something I would like to. I do have something I'd like to finish reading up on what Imam W. Muhammad wrote on the problem of racial divinities, Imam Waris Yudin Muhammad. And this was in the book. It was copied from a book. I can't even tell you how it works. Oh, boy. Anyway. Oh, well. Okay, the following are excerpts of Imam Muhammad's address to the California Creed Coalition Workshop held in Oakland, California, November the 14th, 1981. Yes. And I would like to finish up reading that because it's very, very good information. We're going to show you how that racism has really took a hold of us. But nothing is being done about it now, more so now than ever. Alhamdulillah. We pray Allah to bless us to be successful in this mission to remove all racial images from worship that portray divine. Images could be color, racial images. It could be other images of gadgets like crosses and all those little things. And, like the folklore ads can keep your little pictures. These little image that she worshipped. Well, worship as they were so close to God, I guess you'd be part of her worship. So anyway, all those little things got to go through. And it's so true that truth will hurl against falsehood until it knocks out its brains. Truth will hurl against falsehood until it knocks out its brains. Yep. So we're going to go off now. Time is up. It's 9 o'clock now. And my stomach is growling. I have to get myself back to eating. So thank you, everybody, for coming out and contributing. And be safe. And we do love you. We do love you. We will be closer and closer and closer. We all have to work on ourselves. And things will work. Things will work. We have to pray for patience, prayer, and perseverance. And pray Allah to bless us to do what we're supposed to do to help make things right and not to be hypocritical and not to be great pretenders, but to be sincere. Because who are we fooling? Like you say, to thine self be true, and you definitely cannot fool Allah. Alhamdulillah. Be safe. Assalamu alaikum. Till tomorrow night. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah bless us all.